I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The music in this new concert series becomes increasingly dense as the weeks go by. Likewise, the surrounding commissioned artwork escalates week by week in visual complexity. The series evolves over three consecutive Tuesday nights at Dialogue Brewing in Albuquerque, and it's a collaboration between artists from Santa Fe's Meow Wolf and musicians of Albuquerque's Chatter. With me is Chatter's artistic director, violinist David Felberg. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
This process, David, seems to be about accumulation, about ramping up stimuli. What's going on here?
It is indeed. At least the numbers of the musicians increase over the 3 weeks. But the music, it's very simple and very complex at the same time. We start the series with solo pieces, a couple of classics. Steve Reich, the New York minimalist composer, one for cello, and backing tracks, which means the cellist plays with 11 cellists accompanying her. However, those 11 are recorded, and she's the 12th cellist. It's called Cello Counterpoint. And then there's a piece called Vermont Counterpoint, where it's the same idea. Our flutist performs with 11 flutists backing her, and she plays piccolo and flute and alto flute against that backdrop. There is a piece for a solo horn and electronics. The composer would take some of the horn sounds and manipulate them and create these sort of otherworldly sounds while the live horn is playing. And then finally, I will be playing a solo violin piece by Italian composer Luigi Nono. It's got a violin, and I have an electronics assistant who has a pre-recorded tapes of 8 tracks total, and I move throughout the entire place of dialogue while the electronic assistant is manipulating sounds, improvising. And it's all about memory and the future and the past. It's a bit of a journey for the violinist. I'm the wanderer.
And we should say one of the reasons that you're performing this at Dialogue Brewing is because they have this very interesting sound system.
They have these, what they call speaker trees, and they're these metal trees, each equipped with a speaker. I think there are 11 of them. You go to a place and you go, what would sound good here? And it's like, oh my gosh, you've got 11 speakers? Here's some ideas. Boy, we can do a lot.
And this is going to be at night. It will be dark.
The show started at 8:30. They've got artisan beer. In fact, they're brewing a beer for us for the event. And we'll have our own label and I think coasters as well. There's a big open garage. So people, if they want to sit inside, they can certainly experience the show as well as outside. And it will have an art installation accompanying all three shows.
And that art gets more complex as the 3 weeks
progress. It sure does. A couple of the artists from Meow Wolf are participating. There are also artists that have studios over at the Cosmos, which Chatter used to occupy every Sunday morning. And we love the art that they do. We've done things with them in the past. Last year, we had a performance with them on the 8th floor of the Bank Lofts building, which they did installations.
How would you describe their art? Mm. What would you say?
Pop surrealism. And that's the term that David Cudney, one of the artists, used. And I really like that term. They use the music as the jumping off point for some of the ideas that they want to do. And it really complements the music.
What is that dialogue between music and the art that might be in the same location, David? How does that augment the experience for people in the audience?
Yeah. It's incredible for the senses to hear some of this music and visually to see some sort of representation. And one might not even think that it goes with the music, or they might think it does go with the music. You know, it's just an extra added item to be aware of and to sort of encourage thought and senses.
When we were talking about how the series progresses, we started with solo pieces. From the solo and duo pieces, you go to string quartet.
The second performance, we're going to do a very famous piece by, still composing today, he's 80 years old, George Crumb, known for doing a lot of extended techniques with instruments. And he wrote a piece in the early 70s called Black Angels, a reaction to the Vietnam War. And it's a very dark piece, like uses things like you would put on sewing thimbles when you play the strings. And there's a part in the last part of the quartet where, in order to get this sort of otherworldly, eerie sound, he has this Boeing wine glasses filled with water. It's meant to be amplified with reverb. It's a pretty well-known piece for new music aficionados, and it's a staple in the repertoire. And then we're going to do a few pieces by some newer composers, one named Daniel Wohl called Shapes and Formless. Beautiful pieces, string quartet, accompanied by some incredible electronic sounds that he created, as well as a piece by composer Chris Cerrone called How to Breathe Underwater, again with some wonderful electronic sounds that are backing us up.
And then the third concert, we get a larger ensemble.
A woodwind quintet. Composers such as David Lang and Petrus Vasks, Magnus Lindberg, and Georg Ligeti. Yeah, it gets obviously bigger and at least more complex that it's more instruments. So we're just exploring what could sound good there.
So Chatter has been around now for 10 years, 500 concerts. Have you found over those 10 years, David, that your audiences have become accustomed to this music and want to hear more of it?
I would hope so. You know, I give them so much credit because they've come along with us on this journey and they've just stuck with us and they trust us. And we think of them as well when we program things. And whatever it is that we program, it just has to say something and be compelling. Whether an audience member likes it or not, at least it will affect them. Hopefully it will stir them into something. And a lot of contemporary music is virtuosic in a different way. It's yes, it can be difficult to, you know, get around your instrument, but also counting and rhythm is extremely difficult in contemporary music, or in the sense of minimalism, to try to keep it going rhythmically, very difficult sometimes, some of that music. And it sounds possibly easy on the surface, but it's not.
You talk about the audience, you say they.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea of who they are?
Well, you know, the Sunday morning audience is very wide variety of age group, good cross-section of, you know, the ages in Albuquerque. When we do something at Dialogue, you know, it's a little later starting time and it's a brewery. So, you know, we're wondering if that particular age group that might go to a brewery on a Tuesday night at 8:30 would show up and doing a lot of contemporary music. And, you know, some of it is influenced by a lot of pop music. It's just put into a different package or framed differently. You know, we'd like to explore different things that get us different audiences. And we have so many concerts. We're really fortunate to be able to try things out. You know, we have a concert every Sunday, and then we have series like this. We have a museum series, and we have a cabaret series. So we can try different things.
That might sound like a simple thing, but there are a lot of musical organizations who don't have the luxury of trying things out.
It's hard, and it's scary, because there's not a lot of money for arts. And so doing things every week, we can try something out. And if it doesn't work, we can at least absorb that into our institutional history. And our audience typically goes along for the ride.
Well, you've been entertaining them and educating them at the same time, which is a tricky thing to pull off.
Edutainment.
Edutainment. You know, I'm sure there are people listening, David, who are saying, why fiddle around with the idea of mm-hmm. a concert? Why try something different? Why mm-hmm. do this stuff?
You know, in the, I guess you could say, the classical music world, it makes a mark when you stir things up a bit. It's fun to try out music in new venues because you're framing the music in a different place.
You have conceived of this as a three-concert series. Is it something that people could appreciate one at a time?
Absolutely. There's a whole world in one performance. We're hoping they go to all three because it is a sequence and they can see how it will evolve over the three Tuesdays. But if you can only make one, that's going to be a great experience also.
David Felberg and the musicians of Chatter join forces with conceptual artists for a three-week-long audiovisual concert series at Albuquerque's Dialogue Brewing. It starts on May 22nd. Go to chatterabq.org. Thanks for coming in, David.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.